Hi everyone, welcome to The Good Stuff. It's Karen Mike Burge from the Heart City of Valentine, sharing a little bit of good stuff to make your day a lot better, we hope.
The annual Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo is coming up right away here, January 26th through February 3rd in Rapid City. And other than that large trade show, of course, they got Bronx for Breakfast on the 31st, special musical events with Warren Zeters on February 1st and Chancey Williams and Tyler Halverson on February 2nd. To find out the complete lineup of events, you just need to go to blackhillstockshow.com.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and talk about it. It's time to talk about the R word. That's right, ranching. Grab your hat because we're diving into Tri-State Livestock News for real ranching insights. Immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News with comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture. It's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News.
Monday, February 12th is the Slutton Angus 36th Annual Bull and Female Sale, which will be at Faith Livestock Auction in Faith, South Dakota. They're starting at noon Mountain Time. 115 bulls and 30 heifers bred for the most efficient genetics that produce premiums for you, featuring the bull Man in Black, a program with a plan based on sound genetic principles.
'Twas a month after Christmas and all through the house. Nothing would fit me, not even a blouse. The cookies I'd nibbled, the chocolate I'd taste at the holiday parties had gone to my waist. When I got on the scales, there arose such a number. When I walked to the store, less a walk than a lumber. I'd remember the marvelous meals I'd prepared, the gravies and sauces and beef nicely rared, the wine and the rum balls, the bread and the cheese, and the way I'd never say, no thank you, please. As I dressed myself in my husband's old shirt and prepared once again to do battle with dirt, I said to myself as I only can, you can't spend a summer disguised as a man. So away with the last of the sour cream dip. Get rid of the fruitcake, every cracker and chip. Every last bit of food that I like must be banished till all the additional ounces have vanished. I won't have a cookie, not even a lick. I'll want only to chew on a long celery stick. I won't have hot biscuits or cornbread or pie. I'll munch on a carrot and quietly cry. I'm hungry, I'm lonesome, and life is a bore. But isn't that what January is for? Unable to giggle, no longer a riot. Happy New Year to all, and to all, a good diet.
How many diets are going now, I guess, in January?
That's right.
A fleeing Taliban terrorist, desperate for water, was plodding through the Afghan desert when he saw something far off in the distance. Hoping to find water, he hurried toward the mirage, only to find a very frail little old Jewish man standing at a small makeshift display rack selling neckties. The Taliban terrorist asked, "Do you have water?" The Jewish man replied, "I have no water. Would you like to buy a tie? They're only $5. The Taliban shouted hysterically, "Idiot, infidel, I do not need such an overpriced Western adornment. I spit on your ties. I need water. Sorry, I have none. Just ties, pure silk, and only $5. Pah, a curse on your ties. I should wrap one around your scrawny little neck, but I must conserve my energy and find water." "Okay," said the little old Jewish man, "it does not matter that you do not want to buy a tie from me, or that you hate me, threaten my life, and call me an infidel. I will show you that I am bigger than any of that. If you continue over that hill to the east for about 2 miles, you'll find a restaurant. It has the finest food and all the ice-cold water you need. Go in peace." Cursing him again, the desperate Taliban staggered away over the hill. Several hours later, he crawled back, almost dead, and gasped, "They won't let me in without a tie."
Oh, no. I don't know, Michael. Hey, what do you think about this? Here's some business quotes. If you don't agree with me, it means you haven't been listening.
That's true.
That's Sam Markowitz. And $1 billion isn't what it used to be. Nelson Bunker Hunt said that. What do you think of that? And we better wrap it up here, but I can't help but say, if you can't convince them, confuse them. Guess who said that?
I don't know.
Harry S. Truman.
Oh, okay. In the Midwest, we don't say, "I'm leaving." We slap both hands on our knees and say, "Well, I suppose," which means it was time to go 30 minutes ago, and we're too polite to rush off.
Oh, that is so true.
But we do have to rush off, and thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. If you have something to send to The Good Stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And that's The Good Stuff.